The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The collect, or the opening prayer of Mass, always points us, it gives a direction for our prayer. And it says, "In light of the resurrection, may we relive in remembrance of that resurrection, so that we may change our ways and how we respond to that by remembering, recalling the risen Christ." And so, friends, as we journey through these last weeks of Easter, we're invited again to listen to the reassuring words of Jesus to his disciples. Today's gospel, the Gospel of John, brings us into the heart of Jesus' farewell discourse. With the cross looming ahead, he offers not only a reassurance, but a promise. "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him." In our gospel, Jesus speaks of love, obedience, the Holy Spirit, and a peace unlike anything the world can offer. These words were spoken during the Last Supper, just before Jesus would be handed over to suffer and die. And yet, instead of fear or despair, Jesus offers comfort, words of comfort. And he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." He continues, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." This is a familiar words to us as the priest prays these words at every Mass before the sign of peace. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will." What kind of peace is this that Jesus invites us to this morning? Is it not a peace of a quiet day or a conflict-free life? It is the peace that comes from knowing God is with us through the storms and sufferings and through every uncertainty we experience in life. That gives us the peace and the assurance of Christ's exchange to us this morning, that peace is an eternal peace that dwells with us, and Christ has made that place a dwelling for us. It is the peace that holds firm even when the world around us is shaking. Recently, we had a conclave, and the world, the media, tried to unlock a mystery that they completely failed in. They tried so hard to establish the key players who would become the next Holy Father, who were the front runners. They tried to unlock a mystery, but they had no chance of being able to do so. But yet, they were trembling. They were shaking because they wanted to know. They created a lot of anxiety in the world. People curious, anxious, uncertain of where the church is going to go, how the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to us. By the media only displaying a number of candidates that would be ahead of us. But the church and the Holy Spirit inspired the cardinals to hear his voice and to respond to that calling. And the world could not break into that mystery. This peace that Jesus tells us is possible because the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, will come. The Spirit will teach us, remind us of everything Jesus has said, and strengthen us to live in his love. When the College of Cardinals gathered in a spirit of faith with different backgrounds and experiences, they placed themselves into the divine hand of God with the desire of their hearts to listen and respond to the Holy Spirit's prompting in selecting the successor of Peter. Pope Leo XIV said in his homily at his inaugural Mass last Sunday, "Accompanied by your prayers, we could feel the working of the Holy Spirit, who was able to bring us into harmony like musical instruments so that our heartstrings could vibrate in a single melody." He continues with emotion, "I was chosen without any merit of my own, and now with fear and trembling, I come to you as a brother who desires to be the servant of your faith and your joy, walking with you on the path of God's love, for he wants us all to be united in one family." Friends, we live in a world filled with noise, division, fear, and anxiety. So many people are searching for peace, an inner peace, peace in relationships, peace in the world. But too often, we find ourselves searching in the wrong places because things get in the way and conflict with that inner peace that we long for. Power, possessions, and quick fixes. True peace that lasts is that which is lasting, and it comes from Christ himself. And it begins with love. "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." Imagine that God wants to make his home in us. Some of us may think, that's frightening. But God wants to make his home in us. He doesn't need to. He doesn't have to. But he desires to. He desires to make his home a dwelling place within each one of us. Not just visit occasionally, but dwell within us permanently. When we welcome God into our lives, when we listen to his word and follow his commandments, his peace grows in our hearts like a seed taking root. How might this be something that changes us in our words, in our actions this coming week? We can make time for silence. It's in the midst of silence that we hear God's voice. Listen to the Holy Spirit in silent prayer. We can reflect on Jesus' words. What is he asking of me right now? And most of all, be a person of peace, speaking with kindness, forgiving those who have wronged me, and bringing a calmness to a tense and uncomfortable situation. That's the peace that Christ wants to dwell in our hearts. Let us be known as followers of Christ, not only by what we say, but by the peace we carry and the love we share. Our Lord wants more than our attention. He wants our hearts. He wants to dwell in us, to teach us, bring us peace, and make us a light to the world. So let us open our lives anew to the Spirit. Let us keep His word, not just by hearing it, but by living it, so that in light of the risen Lord, we may relive in remembrance that event that Christ has triumphed death. Let us build a church where God is truly at home. In 2 weeks, we celebrate Pentecost. And so as we inch closer to Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, may we echo the words of the early church from the Acts of the Apostles. It has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. I'll conclude with a few words from Pope Leo XIV as he concluded his homily at the inaugural Mass. He says, "Brothers and sisters, this is the hour of love. The heart of the gospel is the love of God that makes us brothers and sisters. With the light and strength of the Holy Spirit, let us build a church founded on God's love, a sign of unity, a missionary church that opens its arms to the world, proclaims the word, and allows itself to be restless by history and becomes a leaven of harmony for humanity. Together as one people, as brothers and sisters, let us walk towards God and love one another."